Welcome to Jags Drive Time with Ashlyn Sullivan, John Osher, and Brian Sexton. Jags Drive Time starts right now.
Welcome in, Jaguars Drive Time. It is Wednesday, brought to you by Jet Home Loans. The final 53-man roster is set, and we're going to talk all about it here on Jaguars Drive Time. Working through a practice squad still this afternoon that will be set. That's 16 additional spots. We're here with Brian Sexton and John Osher. There's a lot of moving parts this week, and we're just trying to keep up.
Well, it'd be a lot of moving parts today. I mean, in all likelihood. On Reporters Podcast last night, John, you thought, you know, six or seven roster moves was a reasonable number. If that's the case, then it's going to be a really busy day.
Well,
plus you're putting the practice squad together.
Yes. Three or four is reasonable, even if the coach doesn't say, I'm uncomfortable with three running backs, five wide receivers, and three tight ends.
And eight offensive
linemen. So, well, there'll be a roster move. A.J. Cann's not on the roster right now.
Oh, that's right.
Which is why it's at eight. There'll be a roster move to bring him back at some point. So, again, you guys heard me say it over and over again. The big myth is that it's a 53, and that it has to be done on Tuesday at 4 p.m. That's the date they have to get down to it. But the bottom line is there's 16 more in the practice squad. I would anticipate 10 guys in the practice squad playing roles this year. Yeah. It happens that way. And, you know, it'll be an evolving 53 this week.
You know, it's interesting with this extra week in the preseason, it's an extra week to massage the roster because normally you'd set your roster, get your practice squad, and then Tuesday, 4 o'clock is that deadline where if a player is on the active roster, a vested veteran, they are guaranteed their salary for the entire season. So you'll have 2 weeks now. You have this week before next Tuesday where you can put players on and put players off, more time to massage and maneuver where the roster is concerned. And I'm with John. I'm starting to think because you have that first position overall, there's no reason not to exercise it if there's a guy you want.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely agree. Big thing one is who is in. Players like Andrew Wingard, Taven Austin, and could be seen as somewhat of a surprise earning a spot. There will be 16 additional spots, like we mentioned this afternoon. Coach Meyer would like to keep all of the guys, basically, that didn't make the cut yesterday.
Had zero. You know, that was a very difficult today. The good thing is this practice squad has been enhanced over the last year and a half. So, I think we had to trim by 27, but 16 of them are going to come back tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and we're still working through that as we speak. So that was a little bit more easy to deal with, a little easier to deal with than just see you later. So we have a good chunk of guys we plan on, if they don't get claimed, coming back.
All right, big thing two is who is out. Well, eight receivers are out there, so it was my prediction that they'll keep seven receivers on this roster. Also, there are three running backs, so Coach Meyer, there's still work to be done on this roster, right?
That's concern number one for me. You know, we got Dorsett is dinged right now. We brought in Devin Smith, and he goes out there and makes a, you know, makes a catch that I haven't seen our guys make. So, but he's also had two ACLs. He's an older player. But he gives you the top end of the, you can knock the top off the coverage. That's my biggest concern, and also three running backs with the ETN being out. So that's 24/7 conversation as we continue.
24/7 conversation. I have the feeling that Trent Baalke and this scouting staff probably need a cup of coffee this morning. It was, I'm sure, a long night. And that is the biggest thing that I think I'm worried about is this wide receiver position. And I was one to say, okay, you're going to keep a lot of guys, and that makes the most sense. And I was surprised cutting guys like Dorsett and Laquon Treadwell. I understand they were injured, but I, for one, was surprised by that.
Yeah, I was surprised they cut Dorsett until Urban talked about the fact that he had the hammy.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, I think Dorsett fits into that role of a guy. If there's this many guys you like, meaning Dorsett, Treadwell, Colin Johnson, coming up, Brian, there were others who got released. I think
Farrell
people
Cooper.
Were surprised. With Farrell Cooper.
Jeff Cotton Jr. was a guy who,
if you do the math, and this is not to be cold, and it's not good for the player, but for the Jaguars, they're figuring they've got five. We like all four of these. Well, a couple of them are going to be around to re-sign if we want. So that, I think, played into, okay, we like three or four of these guys, probably equal, but we really like these defensive linemen that if we put them out there, they're going to be gone.
Yeah.
So this was roster management. And I think the reality is, I think we, because we saw them on the practice field, maybe overplay the receiver core a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's three or four guys that they really, really like. The others, there's a lot of NFL players out there who can make the plays that Laquon Treadwell, the Philip Dorsett, you know, I'm not diminishing those guys, but I think they looked at it and said, if we lose these guys, we can go get receivers to do these jobs. Maybe we can't go get corners or defensive linemen, the numbers that they kept.
Well, and remember that, you know, I mean, the scouts look at every player who comes out in the draft every year. And so they've got a running tally. There may be a guy whose name you've never heard of in Minnesota or for the Los Angeles Chargers that they're waiting. They're anticipating, you know, they go through and look and they count rosters as well at cornerback, at defensive line, at every position. There are guys that they are targeting, thinking if that guy gets cut, number one in the waiver wire, you can do this. We're going to go grab him. He'll be the guy. So what I thought was interesting was I really think they only have four receivers on the roster right now because Jamal Agnew is a converted cornerback, a kick return guy, and he didn't show me any hands during training camp. I never looked at him and thought, oh, okay. You know, he's got the hands of a wide receiver. In fact, there were a couple of drops that made me think, yeah, you're going to keep him. He's not going to be a receiver. He's going to just be your return guy. So you've got four guys there now. Won't surprise me at all for them to go pull one of them back.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting. Coach Meyer was saying, okay, well, how do you address today? And he was saying, it's almost like free agency all over again. I'm going to make calls. I'm going to figure this out. But you see all these receivers on this list, for example, and you have to decide, okay, what stands out? And they're all available.
Well, keep in mind, the waiver wire guys are those guys that you can go and grab. The guys who are released are guys that become free agency. So there's two different things going.
Yeah.
You're signing guys that you should... You're grabbing guys off the waiver wire because they're not fully vested veterans. They don't have a choice. If you grab that guy, he comes to Jacksonville. But the guys who are released are vested veterans who are guys that you have to go sign.
And I've got to think that played into it. If they were sitting at 14 on the waiver wire, perhaps they make different decisions about wide receiver or running back. Sitting at one, they know that if they happen to lose one of the guys they waive, they know that there's probably a guy out there who's going to get waived that is the equivalent player. And, again, when they talk about these things, it's more, look, we don't want to lose this guy, but if we do, we have plan B over here at corner or over here at defensive tackle. Maybe plan B is not quite as appealing as the plan B at running back.
Give you guys, and there really aren't any surprises now because the coach explained everything that they were doing. But there is one guy. On draft weekend, there were two players that the coach pointed out was being projects, guys that need time to develop. One was Jordan Smith, the outside linebacker, defensive end from Alabama, Birmingham, and the other is Jalen Camp. Mm-hmm. Camp is one of those guys, by the way, that could make his way through the practice squad because they like him. Mm-hmm. I was a bit surprised that Jordan Smith made the active roster. I mean, I saw some things, some flashes of him in the preseason, but he was one of those guys that was identified as being that long-term, needs-time guy, but for the reasons that you enumerated earlier.
I wasn't surprised, and I'll tell you why. Defensive end, pass rusher, is significantly harder to find that skill set than it is a wide receiver.
Right.
You release a wide receiver, and you can go get multiple wide receivers to come in and play immediately. You release a pass rusher that you think has some skills,
and that
guy is getting pulled up because people have seen the same skills that you have, and it's much rarer than it is to find a wide receiver.
Well, making the active 53 surprised me because I didn't know that I had seen enough from him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, the height, the length, the size of his hands. He had a couple of rushes where he impacted the quarterback, made him pull the ball down and throw it again. Of course, it's in the second half of a game. But clearly, he's not as raw as they thought he was.
Mm-hmm.
Or they've done a really good job coaching him. Probably somewhere in the
middle. Also, he's a fourth-round pick, which means some other team.
And they moved up to get him.
Right. So they believed that he had, what, top 120 in the draft value, top 150. Yeah. So they're feeling if we let him go, some other team that had 150
right. The surprise was value. That the coach went out of his way to say on draft weekend, that's going to take time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the other side of the coin is you obviously didn't have enough linebackers to create the competition that would push him out.
Yeah, totally agree. All right, and that is big things. We have much more to talk about here on Jaguars Drive Time when we come back some this or that here on the Jaguars Digital Network.
Jags Drive Time is brought to you by TIAA Bank. Turn potential into progress. And by Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. Your family isn't like anyone else's. Your home shouldn't be either. At Dreamfinders Homes,
you can build the home of your dreams in one of their 30-plus communities in Northeast Florida. Choose from luxury single-family homes or maintenance-free townhomes from the 200s. DreamFinder specializes in homes built to fit your lifestyle. To find out more, call 904-738-0165 or visit dreamfindershomes.com.
At Vistar, we believe in better. Better convenience, so members can bank any way they want, whether it's at a branch, on a mobile device, or at one of more than 20,000 surcharge-free ATMs across North America. Because we believe that people have better things to do with their time. If you believe that convenience is better, join Vistar. Visit vistarcu.org. All loans subject to approval, insured by NCUA.
Hi folks, Frank Franzi here to tell you where to find the most authentic Southern Pit barbecue in all of Jacksonville. That's right, Bono's. For 72 years, Bono's has been smoking real pit barbecue right here on the First Coast. Smoked for hours, served in minutes, and always cut to order. You can find Bono's locations all around town and on game day at TIAA Bank Field. Bono's is the official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars. If you want great barbecue, head to Bono's today. If you don't see a pit, it ain't legit.
Price.com is the easiest way to save money. With comparison shopping, cashback, coupons, all in one. It's free. Try Price.com today. We're back, Jags Drive Time. It's Wednesday, brought to you by Jet Home Loans. It is time for some this or that, comparing and contrasting that final 53-man roster. Brian, you're up.
Well, we'll go with the tight end. They kept three, right? Mm-hmm. They kept Chris Manhertz, whom they love. And his primary role, as the head coach has said time and again, is he moves people, right? And they kept Luke Farrell, who the coach told me in a broadcast production meeting was one of the best blocking tight ends in the draft. So you got two of them for a team that wants to be able to run the ball with power. The position that has just created all sorts of issues for this team is trying to find a tight end. They've drafted them. They've paid them big money. Julius Thomas. They haven't been able to do it. James O'Shaughnessy is in his fifth season in Jacksonville now, okay? He's made a couple big catches in the Steelers game in the playoffs in 2017. Was starting to come on a little bit in 2019 with Gardner Minshew before he got injured. But he's a guy they've tried to replace. So the question is, do you hit the waiver wire hard? Do you swing some sort of a trade? Or do you go with James O'Shaughnessy as that receiving tight end? The coach said yesterday, he's their best receiving tight end in that room and was during training camp. Better than Ellefson, better than Tyler Davis. So who would you take? Would you trust James O'Shaughnessy? Or would you go hit the waiver wire and trade hard because you think you know what he is? And I'll say this, I'd go with him.
Well, I think they will, and I think the other option is O'Shaughnessy's here, and there's also another guy come in. I think at some point you'll wind up seeing four tight ends on the roster because in this day and age, to say tight end is sort of a misnomer. There's really two tight ends on your roster now. I think you'll eventually carry two blocking tight ends, and
well, they'll
upgrade the other
receiving.
And keep O'Shaughnessy, or O'Shaughnessy may be a guy that if you want to play games with in terms of roster management, perhaps you can keep him as well.
Remember when my hot take a couple weeks ago was Ben Ellefson will be the leading tight end in 2021?
Yeah, that's gone.
Not too late. I think he'll be back and he'll be around. Okay. I don't know if he'll be the leading tight end. But
I don't know if my hot take's coming true or not.
O'Shaughnessy's just got nice hands. He has an act for getting open. He's not a game breaker of any sort. But I will say this. I noticed during the games that he was standing next to Trevor Lawrence a lot, talking to him. I think they developed a bit of a relationship. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. I'd be surprised if Ben Ellefson doesn't play 6-7 years in the NFL. He's one of those guys who sticks around, whether it's here or I think he's pretty good. My this or that. Defensive line or safety will be the deepest position. And the reason I mention this is Urban talked about both of these spots, really thinks they've got a lot on the defensive line and thought they had eight safeties in camp who are NFL players, but I think he's probably right. I'm going to go with defensive line being the deepest, probably because I hope it's the deepest because it needs to be. I really like the top three guys up there. I'm going to be anxious to see how their depth plays out, how they continue to stop the run. But I'll go with defensive line right now as the deepest spot on the roster. and Jaguars fans, let's hope that's right.
I'll go with the defensive line as well. And the reason is, and not just sheer numbers, Andre Sisko's a guy you're counting on. He's a rookie. You're not doing that up front. You've got a more veteran group of players that you're expecting to contribute. Young, I mean, Ke'Lavon Chaisson's young, but he's been through that rookie season right. And figured out the speed of the game. So I'll say the defensive line, although I really do like the competitiveness and the depth, even without Jared Wilson, mm-hmm. who's a guy who has 30 starts. I said this last year over and over and over, Daniel Thomas, watch Daniel Thomas, right? And then the coach was saying at the end of camp, Daniel Thomas is really coming on, primarily on special teams, but he's got a nose for the ball as well. He's not the athlete that Sisko appears to be, but I think Daniel Thomas is one of those guys who will play here for a long time. Mm-hmm. He is the guy, not Sisko, that moved Jared Wilson off the roster.
Yeah, Coach Meyer mentioned with the safety position evaluating it, you had to contribute on special teams. But I'm not going to lie, when I saw Jared Wilson's name on that list, it was weird because that's a guy that you just see is so dependable, and he's been here. It was odd to see his name.
He has been, and he's been a good special teams player. I do believe that he's a guy that they would try to get back, try to retain the practice squad because of that reliability. At some point, if you're going to improve from 1-15, mm-hmm. you need to improve the roster overall.
Yeah, you bet.
And that's what happened in the safety position.
He beat the odds, by the way. I mean, people forget he was an undrafted rookie. He was here in 17. He's played a lot of football. Like to see him back, but at some point, those guys, they're always in the mode of being replaced.
Mm-hmm. His career's not over. A special teams guy who can also play safety, that kind of experience.
Yeah.
I'll bet he plays 3 or 4 more years in the league, either here
somewhere
or bouncing
else.
Around.
Yeah,
somewhere
he'll be on the roster.
So, mm-hmm. Good guy, too.
All right. Great My guy. This or That is kind of a headline from yesterday afternoon. And the This or That is head coach Urban Meyer. Would you like him to lie, or would you like him to be for real and say what every other team is thinking in this situation? Head coach Urban Meyer made news about the vaccination status of a player and how he said it didn't play a little bit of a factor in who you keep. So, should the head coach lie, or should he say what every other team is thinking at this point? I'll pull up Peter King's tweet right now, which I thought was very honest in this situation. Of course it's a factor, and he tweets out, "I could not agree more. It's the 48th spot on the roster, Sam. You're in between two guys. One's vaccinated, one isn't. One is out 10 days if he's a close contact. The other misses nothing with a negative test." And I know that it definitely was a headline, but I see nothing wrong with this. I see nothing wrong with head coach Urban Meyer being honest. And of course, it's a factor at the bottom of the roster.
Well, he kind of gave you a hint when he started talking about Josh Allen's situation, mm-hmm. right? He said Josh Allen was one of those guys. He put the asterisk there. I don't know whether I can say this or not. You know, didn't have the vaccine.
And then he did.
But he said it.
Which I kind of like, too.
Sure.
It's my nature. But he talked about how punitive it was that he didn't have COVID, that he didn't test positive. But for 10 days, he had to be sitting on the sidelines. And that told you right there. They're considering this thing, as everyone is, because forget Josh Allen, because you're not going to cut him. But when you're looking at guys you're depending on, right, a gunner. I had this conversation with someone this morning who didn't quite understand why he would say that. When I said that 10 days for just a close contact for someone you're depending on as a gunner on special teams or a key component in your nickel package, right, one of those safeties.
And he has to miss a game.
Or just managing your roster.
Yeah.
It's a pain of everybody. Look, this was not a moral statement by Urban Meyer.
But the rules are the way they're set
up. It's about what's my best way to manage this team to make sure that I've got as full a roster every week as possible.
Right.
Well, the way the rules are set up, it's obvious. It's the NFL's rules that caused this situation, not Urban Meyer.
And the NFLPA and the NFL collaborate on all of the COVID protocols. I mean, you saw this week that it was the NFLPA that was pushing hard for vaccinated players to be tested weekly instead of every 2 weeks. So the NFLPA is going to investigate it because they've got to take care of their constituency. They've got to talk about this and see if there's another issue they need to change. But the reality of it is that what they're doing is perfectly allowed in a private organization, right? They're not requiring that a player have a vaccine, but they're saying if you don't, which is, by the way, what a lot of us hear out in society.
Yes, I saw nothing wrong with it. And I saw all the tweets and I was like, oh no, I have to say something about this.
And you did.
I did. Yeah. It was my This or That, all presented by Price.com.
I'd rather have the truth.
We
saw right between
it.
The eyes. Let's hear it.
I pick the truth.
Me too.
We come back. Ashlyn Axe around the NFL coming up right here on Jaguars Drive Time. We'll be right back.
Jag's Drive Time is brought to you by Dreamfinders Homes, homes that fit your lifestyle, and by Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Your family isn't like anyone else's. Your home shouldn't be either. At Dreamfinders Homes, you can build the home of your dreams in one of their 30-plus communities in Northeast Florida. Choose from luxury single-family homes or maintenance-free townhomes from the 200s. Dreamfinders specializes in homes built to fit your lifestyle. To find out more, call 904-738-0165 or visit dreamfindershomes.com.
A lot has changed in 60 years, but there's one thing that remains the same. Our commitment to our customers and to our community. There's no place like Jacksonville, and there's no place like Gate. Thank you for allowing us to serve you, past, present, and future. Now through August 31st, Jags fans can enjoy two of your favorite roller grill items for just $2 at participating Gate locations. Get them while they're hot. Gate, serving up more.
Pinpoint, the official signage partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, helps business decision makers like you maximize the impact of their brand. Your company's identification, advertising, and even the words you use make an impression on your clients. With Pinpoint as your coach, you can make sure it's a good impression. Pinpoint provides the creative design and production services for anything you need to enhance your brand, from custom signage to complete marketing solutions. Step up your game with Pinpoint and create the ultimate brand experience for your clients. Visit experiencepinpoint.com.
Over 30 communities to choose from with the best selection of move-in ready homes. Quality, value, personalization. That's the Dreamfinders difference. Visit dreamfinders.homes.com.
What are you saying?
Hey. Why are you saying that? Welcome into Jaguars Drive Time. It is time for Ashlyn Ask Around the League. We have lots of questions after final rosters were set. Number one has to do with the Patriots releasing quarterback Cam Newton, which means Mac Jones has won the starting job, but it absolutely was a headline. So Ashlyn asks number one, where does Cam Newton play this year? Does he play this year? Does he start this year? Is he on a team? Maybe picks a new hobby. We'll see. John?
Well, I'm going to go, I don't necessarily believe this, but I think it's a possibility, with nowhere. Only because he's not the same guy that he was. But even beyond that, you wonder with the COVID thing, with he's clearly unvaccinated because that was an issue in New England. I believe I'm right on that.
You are.
So, is it worth it to sort of worry about that? And I'm not saying he's the only guy who's unvaccinated. Clearly he's not. But I don't think it'll be nowhere, but I think it may take longer than it would in a normal circumstance.
I say Arizona.
Arizona.
And maybe it's that I still think Kyler Murray is due to have someone fall on him. I mean, someone big wrap him up. Although he's been durable so far. Cliff Kingsbury is really the driving force in my thought on this, and that is that he's an unconventional coach. He's willing to do things that other coaches might not be. So I'm going with Arizona because he's a big, strong-arm quarterback, just like Kyler Murray, right? Man, can he run, as he proved the last 2 years. The guy can run. So I would say Arizona.
I like that.
Just a random thought out there. Cincinnati was another that I considered, mm-hmm. just because you've got Joe Burrow coming back from the knee injury,
right.
And a strong-arm quarterback might fit in there as well.
Maybe Philadelphia, too.
I was thinking they're Dallas as well. You don't like that. I do. Dak Prescott, it's up in the air.
See, I think Dallas is a place where Jake Luton could land. You know what I mean?
Very
a young
true.
Developmental quarterback. Connor Rush is better than Jake Luton. I didn't see it the other day.
So.
No way. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that there are young quarterbacks out there. And look, their salary cap is in a situation with the quarterback and the amount of money that they're paying.
That new contract, yeah.
Yeah, that you need a young developmental quarterback behind them. And Luton's the guy we didn't talk about at the top that I was surprised. And maybe he gets through waivers, but there aren't a lot of places in this league that wouldn't like to have a young developmental strong arm, especially with COVID and the quarterback situation and all that. So.
Mm-hmm. I like that. A nice hot take from you. Yeah. All right, Ashland asks number two. Regular season coming up. Week one, the Jaguars travel to Houston, Texas. Does Deshaun Watson play versus the Jaguars week one? It's time to start game planning, so we got to figure this out, John.
Yeah, well, this is easy. This is a hard no. He never plays for the Texans again, so he won't play week one. And I happened to have, in preparation, I talked to John McClain of the Houston Chronicle last night. He says the reporting out there nationally is so wrong on Deshaun Watson. John's as inside the Texans as it gets. He's of the belief that he never plays for the Texans again. He'll be on the roster. They're waiting for a trade, so no way he plays week one.
Yeah, my answer is why. Why would you do that? Right now, he is healthy. He is a guy that has maximum value. But if you put him out there and he gets hurt and creates a question mark at all, if you ever do get the ability to trade him, meaning someone is willing to give you what you want, or the league clears him, or the legal system clears him, you want him to have maximum value. You just wouldn't risk it.
Wow, John, I like the preparation. Way to go.
Yeah, every once in a while.
Yeah, that's what you
do. I'll
throw
you a bone.
Yeah, all right. Ashland asks number three, now that the final roster is set somewhat, what are you most nervous? Who are you most nervous to play if you're the Jaguars?
So what are you saying again? You're saying which team looks to be the best team?
Yes. Say your head coach, Urban Meyer, and now you're looking at all these rosters. They're set, and you look at that one game, and you're like, eek, that could be a tough one. What's that game? Who's that team?
Do they have to actually be playing them or not?
Yes. Oh. That's key. Really?
Yeah, here's why. This team is better against the run. I believe they're better against the run. Derrick Henry is capable of making them look like they're not better against the run. It's just, this is the team that this team has to get over. They just have the Titans are not a great team, but they overpower this team. I want a tough team that can run the ball and stop the run. I look at that Titans and I think that is a massive challenge still.
Still.
Yeah.
They just can't get over.
What, outside the division, I'm drawing a blank on opponents.
Yeah.
I'll say
Seattle. Okay. There we go. Why this one?
I'll say the Rams. I think they're pretty good and they go on the road against them and they're really, really talented and their defense can pressure you. I don't know that this offense yet. I think that team will be a huge test for this offense. I think this Jaguars defense is going to be better than I anticipated it would be in the offseason.
And we saw what Matt Stafford's capable of last year here.
Yeah.
I mean, when he gets hot.
Right. I think the Rams defense will be the ultimate test for a Jaguars offense that I think will be developing most of the season because of Trevor Lawrence. They're going to have a chance. I don't know that they love yet their wide receiver position, meaning the Jaguars, and they want to be faster. I don't know that it's going to be as potent without Travis Etienne as they hoped.
Yeah.
So I think there's going to be a lot of questions. The Rams are going to be a tough test because of that.
All right. I like it. That is Ashlyn Ask around the NFL edition. When we come back, some closing thoughts here on Jaguars Drive Time.
Your family isn't like anyone else's. Your home shouldn't be either. At Dreamfinders Homes, you can build the home of your dreams in one of their 30-plus communities in Northeast Florida. Choose from luxury single-family homes or maintenance-free townhomes from the 200s. Dreamfinders specializes in homes built to fit your lifestyle. To find out more, call 904-738-0165 or visit dreamfindershomes.com.
It's a fact. All cars will eventually break down. If you have CarShield, you can protect yourself from the high cost of auto repairs. And they're America's number one auto protection company. Your transmission, engine, and car's computer system are all covered. Get the ultimate vehicle service protection. Call CarShield now at 800-471-1223. That's 800-471-1223.
At Vistar, we believe in better. And what's better than saving up to $5,000 in closing costs when you buy or refinance a home? With a Vistar no closing costs mortgage, you'll get a great rate, no hidden fees, and like the name says, no closing costs up to $5,000. If you believe saving money is better, join Vistar. Equal housing opportunity, insured by NCUA. All loans subject to credit approval. Offer not available on VA and FHA mortgages. For more information, visit VistarCU.org.
Welcome in, Jaguars Drive Time. Jet Home Loans. Some closing thoughts here. We mentioned earlier in the show that the practice squad will be set this afternoon, those 16 spots that we will have our eyes on. So stay tuned to Jaguars.com for that. We also have some press conferences. Offensive line coach George Warhop speaks to the media along with some players this afternoon. Then we'll be back here right here tomorrow morning on Jaguars Drive Time. Thanks for tuning in.